give it a second. Welcome to Bathroom Break. Welcome to the Bathroom Break podcast, where two dumbasses just talk. There's no advice or any stuff along those lines given. I am Justin.
And I'm Alan.
Yeah, so it's not three today, it's two.
Which is we're missing a dumbass, which is we'll see how we do.
I think it's interesting that most podcasts are now going to our format, where it's we're not in the same physical location. We were on top of this. They all joined us.
Yeah, let's see if they can keep putting out blockbuster hits like we do when they're not in the same room.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was interesting. I saw on Twitter, you answered a question. It said, what food would your podcast be? Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
I thought you had the best answer.
Yeah, food that's past its expiration date.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that perfectly describes our show. I love the way you introduce the show to those who maybe think they're listening to a different podcast about something serious. Bathroom Break is two dumbasses, sometimes three dumbasses, just talking. We don't really do anything on the show. We play some stupid games. We have fun. There should be no advice ever given on this show that should be taken seriously in any way whatsoever. We are too stupid to talk about anything or give any advice to anybody.
Yeah, or even if a fact was just, if we accidentally said a fact, just assume it's fake. Like, it's not true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last week we played, is this country real or is it fake? If I said it's real, don't trust me. Look it up.
Don't.
I was probably lying. I was probably way off.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So,
yeah. I would like to think I did some research, but let's be real. It was Wikipedia.
Right. Who knows if you know how to actually research or not?
Yeah. You know? I mean, what's crazy is we both have college degrees, but, nobody's ever heard of my college.
Yeah, I think people heard of the ones I went to, though.
Yeah, you're pretty smart.
No.
You're the least dumbass one of us talking.
No, I'm dumbass number one. Remember, we established this last time. I'm dumbass number one. The schools, you heard of my schools, but that's just because they're big. It doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah, I went to a really small school in my hometown. Like, I didn't even leave town to go to college. You know what I mean? Like,
Isn't it funny when those small schools are like 4-year degree programs or have graduate programs? It's like, are you sure that school can really pump out that degree?
Like, here's the crazy part. I am older than the college I went to.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when they were building it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how you know it's not real. It's not old.
Yeah, no.
It's not old.
No.
I can't remember. I think it was Louis C.K., maybe something like that, who's like, yeah, you know how I know Scientology isn't real? It's not old. Religions have to be old. Schools have to be old, too. So, mine's not. That's how you know it's not good.
So, I think, Trump University is probably older than your school.
My school, I think, is 1990.
Yeah, I think Trump University thing was older than that.
Yeah. Mike Tyson was already through the prime of his career before my school was created.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, I have a quick talking point. As some of you know, and I say some because we only have like four listeners anyways, as some of you know, I am a teacher, and now we have to do this teaching online kind of thing out here in California, where we do like Zoom meetings and we talk to our students. And today was my first one. I think it went pretty well, but I had a random like thought when I was talking to a student, and I almost got in an argument with a 12-year-old today.
Oh, great. I love those arguments. Those are the best arguments.
Yeah, because they're so irrational. Because A, you have me, a dumbass, and B, you have a 12-year-old, which is automatically a dumbass. So it's just two dumbasses arguing.
Really. I used to work with. When I was getting my bachelor's degree, I used to work with like 12-year-olds, and I'd gotten a lot of arguments with 12-year-olds.
Yeah. They're really irrational. You can argue about anything with a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah. Yeah.
So this argument, as stupid as this was she's really, really nice girl, and she's like, hey, can I go get something to eat and then come back and be on be in this meeting. Is that okay? And I said, yeah, of course. Like, I have waffles right here. I mean, you know, like, so I'm doing it. Like, sure. And she's like, oh, I don't like waffles. I'm going to have pancakes. My first thought is, they're the same damn thing, except one is cooked slightly differently. They're the same ingredients, just one's cooked differently. So I said, this was, my thought process was like, oh, okay, she must not like the crunchiness or the way the waffle is cooked.
Right.
You know, that's the only difference between pancakes and waffles.
Right.
So I said, oh, okay. You don't like waffles because they're too crisp and too crunchy? She goes, no, they don't taste good. I like pancakes. What the living hell happened here? They're the same ingredients. I don't know. So can you wrap your head around this at all? Is that possible?
Not the taste different part. You're going about it the right way, I thought. And it's one of the reasons why I like Belgian waffles. I don't really like the smaller waffles, because then in the Belgian waffle, you have some of that fluffy in it. I do like waffles because it has the little containers for syrup, and I love a lot of syrup. If I'm doing pancakes or waffles, let's just do it right. Forget it. Let's get pure maple syrup, and let's douse that thing like a full bottle for a breakfast.
Agreed. It should be wet.
Yeah, it should be wet. That hardness of the and that's another good thing about waffles is it tells you when it's ready to eat. Because if it's still stiff, you gotta wait a little longer, or you gotta pour more syrup on it, and then you eat it. A little stiffness on the bottom's fine, but in the little container thing, it needs to be soft again.
I'm pretty sure we're the same person.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, if you're not using a full Mrs. Buttersworth per waffle, something's wrong.
No. Yeah, you got me on this too. It's your fault. I use pure maple syrup now. You got me on that thing. You're like, oh, it does matter. Because I used to get the $2, you know, Kroger brand or whatever syrup. And sometimes I would get the sugar free. It's like, you're like, no. Yeah, I know, right? You live and learn. Like, this is what happens. Like, no one knows everything when they're born, you know?
You learn mistakes, these things. You correct the mistake.
Yeah, you correct the mistake. So from now on, and actually it's funny, my wife's family, they come over and they're like, oh, sometimes they have to bring syrup because they don't like pure maple syrup. They know that I don't have that stuff in my house. They have to take it home with them. I don't leave that stuff in the house, you know? So, and it's your fault, but I appreciate it.
You know what? I've fully changed because my wife does not like the pure maple syrup, which means we don't get it. That's how it works in my house. I'm over here. And you know what? Mrs. Butterworth is fine. I'll chug the hell out of that high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyways, I basically just looked at her and was like, they're the same thing,
right?
Just cooked different. She's like, no, they taste different.
Right.
And I wanted to like get in a full argument, but there's like 20 other students in on this meeting. And I'm like, oh. And then I asked her, I was like, is there a difference between a burrito and a taco the way they taste? And she said, no. I'm like, it's because they're the same ingredients. And I just got really mad at her. And then I just sat down and started talking about history.
Nice. Now, if my mom was making the pancakes, they would taste different. Because for some reason, I always got burnt pancakes growing up. So, yeah. So they
just
do taste different.
Under the bus.
Yeah. Well, she's listener number 3. She'll keep listening. Love you, Mom.
Yeah. We have our support system.
Yeah, you know? We do. Yeah.
Your mom listens. My mom listens. My wife definitely does not. Yeah, so, it's good.
I do like this talking point, and I do think that it is a good discussion, because same ingredients, they don't taste different. There are marked differences, and I do understand why some people like waffles more than pancakes, or pancakes more than waffles. The older I get, the more I like the waffle.
But I'm the same way. The older I get, it's the waffle.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How do you feel about French toast? If we're going American breakfast pastries, how do you feel about the French toast?
Well, there's a myriad of ways people make French toast. You got to go Texas toast, cinnamon in there, like prominent cinnamon.
And you just used myriad and prominent correctly.
Yeah. And butter and syrup and powdered sugar.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's absolutely. Me.
Classic.
Yeah. Once again, my mom, it's Wonder Bread. Maybe an egg. Like, yeah. Yeah. Some milk. Yeah. That's what I remember growing up. But then, so I never really liked, there's a lot of these foods I realized, now I'm really throwing my mom under the bus here for this, but I realized they might not have been made correctly growing up, and it's like meatloaf, love meatloaf now. I don't know why, I just hated it growing up, but yeah, okay, I'm done with this whole like throwing her under the bus thing now. Oh, geez.
No, I kind of agree to what you're saying here. There were a lot of foods when I was growing up. I was like, this isn't very good.
Yeah.
You know? And I ended up going to culinary school after high school. And all I could think of in culinary school and restaurants that I worked in, they just dump salt on everything. There's yeah. salt and butter in everything you eat. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's delicious. What is yeah. this, salt and butter? Yeah. Dude, it's great. My parents don't use butter or salt. They Dude. Just don't. And I'm like, no wonder the food is dry and bland.
Salt and butter, and if it's something savory, salt and butter and garlic, like a buttery garlic. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, it's the best.
There's this dude and he was trying to promote his new seasoning blend, and he was going through the grocery store looking at the seasoning blends, and I swear every seasoning blend was salt, garlic, sugar, and he was like, mm-hmm. look, mine's salt and garlic and no sugar. And I'm like, dude, the more surprising thing to me is the first ingredients in everything is salt and garlic. It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can look at every seasoning blend. There is salt in all of it. My dad is one of those pansies who's had like 3 heart attacks because he can't man up. You know, so he uses like the low sodium salt. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
That it's like paper. They just shred paper and put it in a salt container.
Is that the Mrs. Just, Dash thing? The Dash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like the main big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, we could dive deeper into the waffle pancake thing, and maybe we should, but I think we should kind of move on.
Absolutely.
If you're down.
Absolutely. I know that you had a hypothetical question, right? You had some kind of quandary.
Yeah, correct. And I sent this to you earlier because I wanted you to kind of think about it. So, hopefully I'm going to explain this correctly. My hypothetical is like, which simulation/game/sim would you want to turn into real? Meaning that the control center is still the way you play it, like on the computer or on the video game system, but it's just, it turns out to be real. Like if it's Civ, like those countries are actually being conquered by, you know, you or whatever. If it's The Sims, you're actually controlling real people in a house kind of thing. So that was my question. It's like, which one would you want to be real? And to be quite honest, the more I thought about it, every single one of them is horrifying.
That's what I was thinking. It's tough to think of an answer where I'm like, oh, no, that would be cool. Until Babylon conquers the entire world and we're all put under some terrible rule or somebody's controlling when I go to sleep.
Well, so you'd be the controller. But even so, it would still be horrifying, I think.
Yes, to have the whole destiny of somebody or something in your hands.
Yeah, because in Civ, I always conquer. Like I never go like the super hardest. I go second to the hardest, and I always just dominate the world. And I keep going, you know. And I'll prolong it just so I can dominate the world even more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's horrifying. It's a one thing. One government is controlling the whole world. That's a horrifying concept to me.
I kind of agree, and the horrifying part of it is for me too, because I love Civilization. I think it's like the greatest game ever.
Such
made.
A great game.
I'm with you. I'll play it, and I'll be like, oh, I'm doing well. I'm just going to conquer everybody. And I'm at war for like 2,000 years straight of just me dominating whoever's next to me.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, 2,000 years of war. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, and then thinking about The Sims, I've never played this. This is granted a while ago. I've never played The Sims where a Sim just didn't die. So that's good to think about at night.
I never played it where a Sim died, ever.
Oh, okay.
I have played where it's just like, my guy's always tired, but hey, He went from being a mascot to a minor league baseball player to being like a star baseball player. So I think I would choose The Sims because I would. You can apparently just make people's lives so much better so easily.
So, and I was thinking, so there's something, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I was thinking about that. And
oh, great game. Great game.
It's a great, fantastic game. But that's another thing. You have a person that's not a classically trained architect or whatever building roller coasters for people. Horrifying. The one that made me think about this concept was there's a Jurassic Park game where you make a Jurassic Park park. And I was like, maybe that one. But then again, dinosaurs, horrifying, real, whatever. I'm pretty good at containing them. I do a pretty good job in the game. I'd make a lot of money. I'm like, maybe that's the one I'd want, because then that'd be kind of cool. It's an island. It's not like, you know, Civ where you're just dominating the world. So I was like, maybe I would do like the Jurassic Park theme park thing. And then I could run there'd be a real Jurassic Park theme park there that I can ensure is safe.
Jurassic Park, it never turns out well, though.
Never
do the fences work. Like, come on, people.
But seeing as I always kill Sims and Sims,
might as well kill them with dinosaurs.
Yeah, it might be a little better. Yeah. I wouldn't have a personal connection with those people.
Roller Coaster Tycoon might be a good one. Just because whenever I played the game, I never tested the roller coaster before I put somebody on there. I just opened up the line and said, hey, if it's too like deadly and it kills you, my bad. Now I know, at least.
Right.
You know? So there were always casualties. And even in Roller Coaster Tycoon, a game of nonstop family fun, people died. There were deaths.
I don't think SimCity would be good. I don't think that one would be good.
Nope.
There's always, you really want me mapping out the plumbing and the electricity and everything?
Huh. Yeah, and there's never enough schools. No matter how many schools I build. Like, I can have a city of, like, 30,000, and they need, like, 65 schools.
Yeah.
I don't need class sizes to be that small.
That's true. There's a prison architect game.
I'm pretty sure they made a movie called Escape Plan about that, where was it like Arnold Schwarzenegger and whoever, Sylvester Stallone try to break out of prison. I'm pretty sure it's like the same game.
Okay. So mine would be the Jurassic Park one. And
okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm going Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like,
oh,
I just think it would be terrible. I don't know anything about physics, but man, that would be a blast, just killing people that way.
I would never visit your roller coaster park.
And I would never visit Jurassic Park because I've seen the movies. Yeah, I know what happens. Life finds a way.
Hey, so in the latest Jurassic Park, the previous Jurassic Park occurred. Why would anyone go to the new Jurassic Park?
Everyone, I wonder that all the time. I'm like, did they not see this in the news?
Right.
Do they not have the internet? Do they not have newspapers? Can they not read? Are they illiterate?
The dinosaur went through New York City or whatever. They brought it to the mainland.
Yeah, they can't figure this stuff out, man. And you know what? And they're going to make another one, and people are going to visit, too. You're going to be like, what? Come on.
Yeah, why do they keep visiting in the movies? I don't get it. Okay, that's enough of that tirade.
That's a great point, though. Jurassic Park. Huge flaw in the story there.
There's a lot of flaws in Jurassic Park, but...
Yeah.
But the music's great.
We're not even talking about bringing the dinosaurs back.
Right.
That's not even the flaw we're talking about.
No, not even that.
No, yeah, because they found it in a mosquito. They're okay.
Right. Yeah. So, DNA, dino DNA.
Dino DNA, there we go. Yep. I remember the ride in the video. Yeah. All right, so we were going to play a game today.
Yes.
And we played it before. It was, you have to blend two reality shows together to create a great reality show. I think the one we did before, I think one of the answers we gave, and I want to say it was Adam who actually came up with it that I really liked, was The Biggest Loser meets Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, yeah.
where you have to lose weight, but you also get anything you want from the grocery store as fast as you can.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fatty, what did he say? The fatties would be going down the Twinkie aisle.
Well,
because Adam thinks there's a whole aisle of Twinkies apparently.
Well, and then there's a whole aisle of Hostess, the Hostess aisle. Yeah. That next to the little Debbie aisle. No. And then, we kind of got talking and we were like, there should be like a troll added that throws Twinkies in their cart as they're running down. And they're like, no, not the Twinkie troll, you know, and then they have to eat all the Twinkies. Yeah.
That would be pretty good. I will say this. One of the last times I was at the grocery store before the quarantine was Robert Irvine from Chef Robert Irvine from
Restaurant Impossible.
Restaurant Impossible. Yeah. He was shopping at that grocery store for that show at the time.
Dang.
It was crazy because he had to like get out of his way because he was moving all fast. And you're like, how's it going on? But yeah, he was in the grocery store. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Holy cow. Was he huge?
Yeah. He's a lot shorter than you might think. Okay. Like, he looks yoked out because he's 5'6".
Yeah, that's...
you know?
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, 6'2", 240.
Right.
No, he's, like, 5'6", 190.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenon, is shorter people look a lot bigger.
Yeah. I'm like, well played, TV.
Yeah, thank
well
you.
Well played. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to blend two TV shows together.
Right.
Do you want to go first? Do you want to come up with it?
I would love to go first because I think the person that proposes these games should always go last because that means that they probably have a good one. So I hope I'm not stealing yours because I'm kind of topical on this one. But mine is 90 Day Fiancé. And do you know 90 Day Fiancé?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
somewhat. I've seen parts of it.
It's kind of like those... They kind of know each other, but they're marrying. Some of the people that are being married are hypothetically just wanting to get to the United States, so they're like marrying whoever, and it's like a TLC show or Bravo, one of the two, and they highlight both of them, mostly the American, and they are like, why are you getting married there? And there's the American a lot of times has like a physical or like emotional flaw of some sort. So they're like, I can't get married here. So then they're like, you know, like, I really like Russians, kind of something like that. And then they get married. And it shows how it's bizarre to marry someone that doesn't speak your native language or whatever and what you have to do to interpret it. Anyway, so it's 90 Day Fiancé and Tiger King. So you have the characters from Tiger King. I call them characters because they're absolutely characters, even though they might be real people. And they are all getting brides or husbands from other countries. Yeah.
And all I'm thinking is, you know, those people, the foreign people coming in are probably thinking that all Americans are now like those people.
Yeah.
You know? So, they're all straight out of South Oklahoma or wherever the hell that show is.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically the premise is like, let's get the most stereotypical Southern backwoods people and put them on 90 Day Fiancé.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, very topical. Very good. That would, I don't want to watch Tiger King, but I would watch the hell out of that show because of what I've heard about the people, the characters, as you put it, on Tiger King. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great. Nothing like, you know, you have 90 days and you're going to marry this meth head from, you know, the panhandle.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Who has one arm? Because the tiger ate it off.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because his ex-wife, you know, poured honey on it or whatever the hell.
Whatever. Yeah. So
that's freaking fantastic. I love it.
Talk about a culture shock going from wherever to someone that works at a backcountry tiger zoo. All right.
Yeah, they're like, thank God that I escaped Iran in their totalitarian regime. Oh, my God, please send me back to Iran because, my goodness, this Carol Baskin lady is crazy as hell.
Yeah, these people are crazy. Yeah.
Like, are all Americans like this? And we're just like, yeah, basically, yeah, sure. Whatever this doctor, you want to think.
Yeah, this doctor actually isn't a doctor, but everyone calls him doctor. What the hell?
He probably went to my college. Yeah, apparently we have doctor programs now. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, it's the same professor for everything. He's so tired.
Weren't you my biology professor? Yep. Now I'm teaching English. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's I don't I don't think. Okay, whatever. The two that I was going to smash together, one is topical, and then the other one is just, I've actually never seen it, but I think it would be hilarious to mix mash these two together. So the first one is Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is great if you haven't seen it. Yep. Basically, you get engaged to this person that you have never seen, you have just talked to
through a wall. I co-signed on watching that show, and it was mostly for like two characters in it that I was very interested to see basically self-destruct.
Yep. Yeah. I watched it too with Jess, and I was like, oh, we kept hearing about, you know, what was happening, and you just try to watch these people just go down the hill.
Yep.
Like, oh yeah, maybe it wasn't a great idea.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and at the very end, like the last episode, they basically decide, are they actually going to go through with the engagement and marry this person that they hadn't seen until they got engaged? So as soon as you get engaged, you get to see the other person, and then you spend the next few weeks together, and you get married within 6 weeks. And then the last episode, you decide, are you actually going to say I do or not at the wedding? So you mix Love is Blind with Little People, Big World. Right? So okay. One gender from Love is Blind is all there. So let's say it's all the women. They show up and they're talking through this door where you can't see the other person, and they fall deeply, madly in love with this person, and they say, yes, I want to get married to you. You know, the proposal, they say yes. And then when they meet them, all the men are little people.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
They have to do it the other way, too. So you just have, like, two places.
Yeah, two places.
Yeah.
For sure.
One's the males, one's the females. Wow. I mean, that would really show if people can really get back, you know. I mean, people do. It's happened. So
it has. But, you know, this whole is love blind? You can't put 20, you know, good-looking people on a show and tell them love is blind. No, I want, like, I want, you know, some super hot woman to be with somebody who's 3'6".
Right.
Tell me love is blind. I don't know how many weddings would actually go through. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is true. The people that they had on Love is Blind would all kind of be in that category of, you know, attractive, like younger kind of person, fit, you know.
Yeah, you didn't see a whole bunch of like fat, ugly slobs on that show.
No. Yeah, you didn't have the dude that plays World of Warcraft 50 hours a day.
Yeah, right? You need to throw that person in. You know, you need to throw one of those in because Love is Blind. No, Love is apparently good-looking people on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you throw in a couple 3'6" people and you have to get the cereal off the top shelf every damn day.
Ooh.
Yeah, tell me you're going to be saying yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to live in their modified home kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, people do it. Just I think that people would be very upset if they didn't know it ahead of time.
Exactly. That's what I'm going for. I'm going for upsetting.
Yeah. And as much as people want to say, like, personality does matter a lot, but physical appearance and physical, just physical, like, a person's physical being does matter when it comes to, like, a relationship. Like, it is a factor.
Absolutely. Now here's my other question for you, okay? Because you said there had to be two groups, men with shorter women and women with shorter men.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
How many marriages do you think would go, like, what percentage of marriages do you think would actually go through? I think it would be higher on the men's side. Like, the men would marry shorter women more than the women would marry shorter men.
I disagree. I disagree.
Ooh.
I think so, and this is getting stereotypical again, but I think on the women's side, it depends the men's ability for like security and that kind of thing. So the men's financial ability, it depends what they're like, that would factor in as well. So I think the female would have higher. I still think it's single digits. It's like 1 or 2% maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think
I want to see a whole bunch of weddings go down. Like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't think it would happen. Another interesting experiment with that would be then mix the two groups and see how many of them just start like hooking up with each other. You know, even little people with little people on the other side.
Yeah, it could be like turned into Love Island.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, it could be like Love Island. Yeah.
God, Love Island is the best show ever, by the way, in case you five listeners, including Justin's mom and my mother, probably, in case you guys haven't seen Love Island, that's where it's at. That's what we're trying to create on this show.
Yeah, no, I like the concept because you're truly trying to test that thing, that experiment that Love is Blind was actually trying to test, but they didn't. They failed miserably.
Oh, failed miserably. Love is blind for good-looking people with other good-looking people. Like, right. What?
Yeah.
No. And half the couple said no at the wedding, so...
Yeah, they should have had an actual, like, cross-section of the United States kind of thing. Like, try to do... Because how many percentage of people are obese in the United States? How many percentage of people are fitness fanatics? I mean, it's a higher percentage than it used to be, I think. So it's appropriate to have that. But not every single person is this fitness fanatic. Every single person on that show was like, you know, into fitness.
They all had abs and stuff. And I'm like, that's not America.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the idea. But what I keep thinking about is you got to have a Biggest Loser cast on there, too. For some reason, you got to have the Biggest Loser contestants in Love is Blind as well. So, yeah.
I like it. Love is Fat. I can dig it.
Yeah. How about Love is Blind and, you know, Love is Blind before the Biggest Loser people go to the island or whatever to lose weight? And then it's like... Then they come back, and then it's that Kardashian show, revenge weight loss or whatever. And then they're like,
"Best body."
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like, "You don't want to go through with it." And then they're like, "Bam! Look, I'm all buff or athletic or whatever." Yeah.
Yeah, revenge body is one of my favorites because we might have talked about this before, but they're all like, "Yeah, see, I showed you," and the other person's like, "I'm so happy for you. Congratulations!
Yeah.
Like, good job." That's great. I'm so happy that you got your life together, that you're doing well physically and emotionally. And the other person's like, "Yeah, you a bitch." And I'm like, "What? It seems so nice."
Yeah, every single one of the shows I saw, and I think this is why it probably failed, but every single one of the shows I saw, that's how the bully acted. They're like, "Oh my gosh, great for you. Like, I'm so proud for you." Like, and then they're like, "Fuck you. Look at this." And then they're like, good job.
They're like, I'm so happy. How's your cholesterol? It's doing great. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy because the doctor kept calling me about you and I got worried, so I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
They're just like, "Oh yeah, you ain't gonna get this, bitch." It's just like, no, he's happy that you're healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, actually, man. One of my friends was a contestant on that show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And she gained all the weight back, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, the answer for that or anything.
She better find somebody else to get revenge on.
Right? Just
is that non-stop. How it works out?
Yeah, gain it back so you can revenge on Adam. Then now you can revenge on Alan. Yeah.
Oh, what a...